was sleeping, any dream will do.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, welcome to the program. How are you this morning?
Hey, Andrew.
I'm very, very well. A lovely, bright day in Britain, I have to say.
I just have to ask you, out of all the things you've done in your life, why are you so friendly with Michael Riedel? That just continues to puzzle me.
Thanks.
Well, it depends how long you've got for me to talk on the program. perhaps it might be for another day when you've got a couple of hours.
Andrew, I want to ask you, I see in the West End they've announced that all the theaters will be closed to June 1st, and I know you're in touch with all the Broadway powers that be here. How long are you sensing Broadway is going to be shut down?
Well, look, I think the answer is that nobody knows really anything, do they? I mean, for example, in Korea, where they kept the theaters open and they were going in for a whole thing of, you know, taking everybody's temperature in the audience before they were going in and this, that and the other, and really going in for sanitizing absolutely everywhere. Then in the end, the virus defeated them because a couple of cast members got something, you know, and that, I'm talking about Phantom of the Opera in Seoul. And, you know, the trouble is nobody, and Korea thought that they got it pretty much under wraps. Nobody really knows. I mean, if you want me as a guessing person to say when I think everything's going to open, I would be surprised if it got open much before September. That's my honest guess. But, you know, you never know. I mean, I do know that the government here really expects the virus. Well, at one stage, a few weeks ago, they were expecting the virus here to peak in June, at the beginning of June, and then fall away very, very quickly. I pushed the opening of my Cinderella back, you know, from September to the end of October, really before all of this caught, you know, caught fire, as it were. So, Michael, I wish I knew. But my guess is that the 31st of May it would be fantastic. And I don't know. I mean, I think the feeling in America is perhaps a little more optimistic than it is here. You know, with our prime minister going into intensive care and everything, I think everybody's in some kind of shock here. But everybody has to be advised by, in the end, scientists who know what they're talking about. And let's face it, I don't.
Well, you do when it comes to Broadway.
Around
with the great Andrew Lloyd Webber. And Andrew, I know you've told Michael in the past that no matter what, Phantom of the Opera is returning.
Absolutely. We're planning on, you know, exactly what we do. You know, I was incredibly blown away by the fact when I played All I Ask of You that it's had over 20 million people viewing it now. I can't believe it because I've never done social media before. It's not my not my world. And now suddenly I seem to be sucked into it because I suppose, you know, but it's a joy actually that so many artists, I mean, incredibly impressed by that Hamilton broadcast, you know, when I say broadcast, shows my age, doesn't it? but I mean, that was, I thought, extraordinary, you know, for a 9-year-old kid and all of that. I mean, I think everybody is sort of pulling together in a way that, I think it does show that the theatre community is a community. You know, I was talking to Tom Schumacher the other day, and we were all saying that we old theatre people, the ones who've been around for a while, although the core of the theatre, we've all got to stick together.
Yeah,
we really
absolutely
have.
So people should know that now where that you can go see Andrew on various social media platforms in your house at your piano playing your songs and other people's songs. Why did you decide to do this since you weren't a big social media guy?
Well, I can be frank, my daughter works in a social media company.
Imogen, yeah.
She's with me. This Bella, actually. My
Bella,
one.
Okay, yeah.
So she sort of said, right, on my iPhone, we get started. And anyway, I wanted to do some things. I used to do quite a lot of television in Britain with casting shows and things. And I find it fun communicating with people. I love getting feedback from people. I mean, when we did Any Dream Will Do, and we got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of videos, you know, sent in of people, and we tried to put a little compilation together. I mean, it's fun. And I think we all need a bit of fun at the moment. I mean, I'm loving it. I mean, it's fun to sort of challenge Lin-Manuel to do something. And it's fun
that was great.
I reply. you know, it's fun. I mean, and I think, I'm still carrying on with the writing of Cinderella at the moment. We come to the end of it, really, but we were supposed to do a workshop ending at the end of this week. And, you know, we've managed to keep going via Zoom and all of that with the writing. But, gosh, I mean, well, we all want to get back to work. And so I find it sort of takes my mind off things a bit.
Are you on Twitter? Is that where you're doing this, Andrew?
Yeah, where can people find this, Andrew?
I think they can find me on Twitter. I think they can find me on Instagram. I can't find myself, of course, on Twitter or Instagram.
So when people send you these videos of themselves, I mean, some of them, let's be kind, some of them are probably just dreadful, Andrew. Do you let them down easy?
Well, I think some of them, you know, one has to perhaps draw a slight veil over. You never know. but you know, I mean, we have and a lot of people. I mean, the guys in my theatre office, you know, who are all incredibly young. I mean, I'm so much the oldest person involved with the whole thing they're having a field day, you know, just looking at things and looking at all these videos and sending me some, and we're all having a lot of fun. But at the same time, you know, we've got to remember, I mean, the incredible sacrifices that I know on your side of the ocean, as it were, are being made by so many people, and particularly working in the hospitals. And I mean, the bravery of some of the people here. And I sit here, you know, thinking, I'm moaning about the fact that my workshop's not happening. And yet I'm thinking, you know, how lucky I am, because I'm fine, you know. Yeah. I mean, interestingly, my kids, my two sons, both have had the virus, and they were down with, one of them was staying with me 2.5 weeks ago, and I haven't picked it up, because I got tested and I'm fine, you know. So it's weird, but I was, you know, something that might be a bit of a tip. I just followed some advice that I used to have, you know, when I was at school. You know, you used to steam. Do you remember that, Michael? You put your head in over a load of boiling water.
Steam it.
Towel over your head. And, you know, I did that like 4 times a day when I realized that there might be a problem. Then he went home. Do you know what? I mean, maybe that helped.
Hey, Andrew, you're offering on free streaming online of some of your shows. Yeah. What shows are out there and how can people see them?
Well, we've just done Joseph. There's the arena production of Superstar, which in a way it's quite interesting to compare that with the NBC one, which I thought was fantastic. But the arena one, the Rock Arena one, which was supposed to go around America until the promoter rather let us down. that is you know, on video, and that is, I think, the next one that's coming out. Interestingly, the Gillian Lynn directed old version, or the stage version of Cats, is coming out, which will be interesting, I think, for people to see, you know, who maybe haven't seen the stage show, to see what it was meant to be. What else is going? Oh, yes, of course. I mean, the one that the whole of America is waiting for, I mean, as is Britain. I mean, absolutely on its knees waiting for it, by Jeeves. I mean, I can't wait to see it again myself.
That's a very charming score, though.
Very charming. Three people watching.
Very charming score, though, by Jeeves. Underrated Andrew Lloyd Webber show.
All right, the great Andrew Lloyd Webber. You can check him out on Twitter at @OfficialALW. His Jesus Christ Superstar re-airing on NBC this Easter Sunday. Thank you so much, Andrew. So nice to talk with you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, well, thank you, and good luck to everybody in America.
You know, thank you.
We'll
thank
pull
you.
Through.
We
bye
will.
Bye
bye.
And then we'll have his music and his shows, and Phantom will continue on Broadway. Hey, that was great, Michael. Coming up next, what the governor and mayor are saying. Should we take it all as good news? That's coming up next.